And our classroom pledge of the week comes from Miss Swaggle. Why did I say that wrong? Miss Swaggle?
You got it.
Okay.
That's what you've been saying.
I was saying that, and for some reason now as I'm looking at it, it looks different. But no, all right, Miss Swaggle's third grade class. Let's just stay with that. At Hallett Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
News time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Profanity-spewing parrots given a second chance at the British Zoo.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All right, Kevin. Apologies to Mrs. Swaggle. I don't know. It just seemed different today. I don't know why.
Yeah, you were just like, I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I was just unsure of myself all of a sudden. Apologies.
Well, today is a little happy birthday and a tip of the cap to the United States Air Force.
Nice.
September 18th is the date we commemorate as the establishment of the actual United States Air Force, even though it was used long before then in, you know, combat and like plans, they were right. Using planes,
sure,
but they did not have it branch off into its own form in the military until September 18th, 1947.
Okay.
And that's so really not that old.
Yeah,
I mean, compared to some of them, right?
No, for sure. What is that, doing the math in my head, 70 something?
Now, the only way I can do it, Jay, is to say
76
47. It's 23 yeah, 76. That's how I do it. I just go to 100 and then go back.
Oh, I like that.
It's a terrible way to do math.
Well, yeah, I know.
I don't know what just happened, but it sounded cool.
It worked good, yeah. That's the beauty of math. There's lots of ways to get there. You know, it's like roads. Roads. There's a lot of ways to get to a certain place, but there's only one way to do it the fastest.
Mm. Well, where we're going, we don't need roads.
Okay.
So happy birthday to the Air Force, and of course, we have our great Fairchild Air Force Base.
Absolutely.
Right out here in our own backyard, and it is it's awesome. Thank you, everyone, for your service.
No kidding.
And for doing all the things you guys do.
Does everybody in the Air Force get a piece of cake today or something? I feel like that would be cool.
Maybe ice cream.
You know? Hey, it's our birthday. And
I don't know how that works. I bet you they don't.
I bet you're right.
Although they do a good job of having celebrations like that, I feel like.
I mean, I'd be in for it. I think it's a great idea. Least we can do. Yeah.
You'd be in for it, in Air Force. There's something there.
What? Wordplay. Nope, there wasn't.
Okay, never mind.
Cancels out. Carry on.
Strong delivery, though.
Yeah, it's better. Just go in. Just go in, man. Who cares? Just jump in the deep end. Yeah. And if it doesn't work, you sink. And if it does work, you swim.
Hey, at least I tried.
Yeah, well, did you?
Story number two.
To your new friend Kenny in your apartment complex, sorry for making fun of him, Kenny. Back to you, Kevin.
Do you think you and Kenny will become friends?
It's possible. I mean, okay.
Close to your age?
That's what I was just going to find out too, Kev.
It's hard to say. I can never tell if people are like 18 or 45.
Did he look under 40?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
he had already been in the military, right?
Yeah.
And moved back. So you're thinking that's going to be at least 4 years.
Right. Feels like that's a pretty good guess.
Yeah, I think he said, 6 years? Something like
that. Okay, well, there you go. Probably even closer to your age. So,
yeah, he's probably very close.
I think so. It's hard to tell. I mean, he had facial hair.
What a man.
What?
I don't know if that's how we judge that.
Do you think he lives alone?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, you haven't seen...
You didn't ask a bunch of questions.
...a wife and kids or anything else.
Oh, no. It was a pretty short conversation.
Okay.
He looked like he was in
today.
He looked like he was in a hurry. He had a uniform on of some kind.
Okay.
So...
A uniform as in...
It was neon, like a neon yellow type of situation.
Huh.
You mean like high-vis? Like he was...
Yeah.
Construction?
Working construction or something.
Possibly, or something else. I don't know. I didn't read what the letters on the outfit.
What else would you do with that jacket?
Well, Steve's not super, like, he doesn't pay attention to situations all that much. I think you know that, Kevin.
Yeah, he might have actually said what he did.
I was going to say, there's a chance that, you know, Kenny might have just said, yeah, I work at blah, blah, and you were, like, so blown away by the fact that there was a conversation happening.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much the
deal. You may have missed the obvious.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Hey, I remembered his name.
And then that part was good. You immediately put it in your phone, right?
No, I didn't, but I asked him twice.
Okay.
Well, he introduced himself, and I said, oh, Kenny, okay. And then at the end of the conversation, I said, Kenny, right? And he goes, yeah. And I said,
okay. That's okay to do. Yeah, that's fine.
So I got that.
Yeah, good job.
Here's what you do. Today is also National Cheeseburger Day.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Get a cheeseburger.
Okay.
And just go over there tonight and be like, hey, man. It's National Cheeseburger Day. I just picked up an extra one. I thought you might want one. If you don't, no big deal.
Boy, you really don't want me to make friends, do you?
Like, are you saying go to his house? Do you know where he lives?
I don't.
Okay. Yeah.
Somewhere upstairs.
Just wait in the parking lot.
with a cheeseburger?
These are bad ideas. Steve's just walking around the parking lot out, thinking it's approximately the same time he'll be home again.
Oh,
cheeseburger?
Man.
Anybody?
You Kenny? Know I'm just going to be pacing with a Big Mac.
Hey, Kenny! Kenny! Cheeseburger! Man.
I really hope he's not listening right
day,
now.
Do you want one?
You know, if he's listening now, he's going to be hiding every time he sees you. No chance.
Knowing Kenny sounds like a good guy, he'll probably bring you one tonight.
Mm. Yeah, that could be too. Yeah.
All right, no pickles.
Jeez.
He's now making an order, Kenny. I'm sorry.
What? You brought this upon yourself.
Oh,
I did.
I really like cheese.
Well, thank
a lot.
It feels harmless, Steve, to offer another man a hamburger.
Or a cheeseburger. Whether he's wearing Hi-Viz or not. Everybody likes cheeseburgers, right?
That is true. Yeah. I feel like the opinion is...
And if you don't want one, big deal.
Yeah.
Right.
We're here to help you make friends.
Doesn't seem like it.
We're trying.
No pickles. wait a minute.
Hold on.
Bring me one, Kenny, but no pickles.
No pickles.
Wait a minute. Hold on. No pickles, Kenny. No pickles, please.
It does sound like you're at a drive-thru.
Can I get a cheeseburger for Kenny, please? No pickles.
And easy that's on like the onions, you know?
That is the drive-thru, like the Zips that still has the cone speaker.
Oh, it does?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they still got those, and you go, oh. Could you turn your engine off? Yeah, I could. Because I can't hear you either.
That's the best. It's no one. There's no high-tech audio system hooked up there.
No.
Yeah. Well, no pickles. Kenny, if you're listening, no pickles. Easy on the onions.
You think there's a chance of ice cream?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know, try to enjoy the shower. Well, the other day I was enjoying it. I was enjoying it a lot. Apparently in too much because the big booties I had on,
okay,
they were clogging the drain and I didn't realize it.
Kevin James.
Oh, you got some big booties.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
By the way, stand by. We're gonna qualify someone for the CMA flyaway momentarily. But first of all, we gotta get to our listener letter today, Kevin.
Okay, good morning, guys. My girlfriend and I are moving soon and we've narrowed it down to a few places. She's leaning one way, and I'm leaning the other. The one apartment complex that we're interested in hasn't been very easy to deal with. I've called them a few times, tried to set up the initial appointment, and it just hasn't been very easy. Now, the other apartment complex that we're interested in, the rent is definitely higher. However, they've been on top of it from the get-go. I'm kind of leaning towards getting that apartment. I'm not interested in giving my business to the one complex that is difficult to work with. But my girlfriend says, yeah, but it's a better deal and that it shouldn't really matter if they're hard to work with. So my question is, does it matter? That's from Michael.
What do you say, Ben?
Yeah, 100%. I was from someone that moved up from the Oregon coast, Tillamook, where the cheese is from, obviously.
Oh, man.
I didn't know anything about Spokane. But yeah, it might be more expensive, but if they're being easier and they're being able to work with you and like my credit was really bad,
mm-hmm.
but they pushed for me and got me into it. And I mean, we've been happy. So, I mean, I would say go for the one that are, yeah, it might be more expensive, but you're gambling the more expensive that might be nicer than, who knows, a very rugged down apartment that only knows what's going on in there. Who knows why they're struggling?
Yeah, you get what you pay for, I think, is what you're trying to say, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Trying to set yourself up for success at the end.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, welcome. How long you lived here?
Going on 3 years.
That's awesome, man. Well, we appreciate you.
Personally, I love Spokane. I don't know what people think. I don't think it's that bad of a city.
I know.
That was hilarious, Ben. I like what you did there. That was, you're like, I like it.
But then again, I did come from a city of like 2,500 people, so that might be part of the problem.
I don't know. Sometimes, though, when they come from the smaller city, you go to the bigger city, and a lot of times you don't like it.
I'm a firm believer, too, that if you want to find the trouble, go look for it, and you'll find it. If you just go out and mind your own business, then you're fine. I've never run into any issues.
Truer words were never spoken, my friend. Ben, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. 509-441-0999. A lot of that on the text line. You know, you get what you pay for. Sounds like maybe you want to make the investment. And this one did say, you know, hey, look, if you really, really are trying to save money for a specific reason, as in like, you know, we're trying to buy a house or whatever the case might be, then maybe, but you are rolling the dice, which is an interesting way of putting it.
Yeah, because the question is for me, like, okay, if they're hard to set up the initial meeting, whatever, okay, maybe that's annoying, but it's not a deal breaker for me if it's a nice place, right? If you go look at the place and it's still nice, and you're like, okay, I can deal with this. The question is, if they're not good at responding to stuff, and the first time you have a leak or this happens or whatever else, that's one of those where you just want to know what's it like. And usually online you can find enough reviews. Now, you're going to find reviews from crazies who think everything's wrong with everything.
Right. You got to weed through
it. But you just kind of got to sort through them and go, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Because you do. You don't want to have something where they just don't pay attention to anything, because then that's a problem.
What are you thinking, Ed?
So my thought on this was similar to the last fella, that if they're not willing to take your call or help you, you know, by making an appointment, what are they going to be like if you go ahead and move in, pay the lesser rent, but you've got problems? Is it going to take them days or weeks to attend to those problems?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're trying to give someone money and they don't want to call you back, it makes it kind of obvious that, like, maybe not.
That's like at the casino when I'm trying to put the $100 bill in
and
the machine keeps spitting it out. And I'm like, take it. I'm trying to give it to you. Take it. It's like that.
Annette, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Yeah, it's exactly what it is. You're gambling, Kevin. You need to know.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
again.
Very true.
It's,
and it may pay off, right? I mean, it may work out great.
That's true.
But, yeah, I'd want a little more research on it before
What if you just went to the neighbors?
Jay, I think that's a great idea. If you can talk to neighbors and find out, a great way to do it.
Sometimes it's not as, you know, people are uncomfortable with that. You know, you're just knocking on a stranger's door. But, if you figure it out, maybe it might take 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, whatever it is, and say, hey, just out of curiosity, I'm thinking about moving in here. How's it been?
Mm-hmm. I'll gladly help this person out.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bring a cheeseburger.
You're great with those. You're great with those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Take Steve with you. Have him bring buddy Kenny with him.
Yeah. How would you rate your apartment so far, Steve?
My apartment.
Out of 5 stars.
Out of 5?
Oh, that's a good question.
I'd give it a 4.
Okay.
Is there a communication issue, something that you'd...
Yeah, what's the star that's missing?
It's the, surrounding outside area.
Oh, you have noise.
Yeah.
You have noise issues, huh?
Yeah.
Noise of what?
Like
the wilderness?
Choo-choo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A choo-choo train?
Yeah.
You'll find that to be comforting eventually.
Maybe. Not yet.
Maybe, but not yet.
Also, you know, I don't mind barking dogs, but there's one that just moved in that's...
Oh,
of course, the
no.
smallest dog, but the loudest possible noise.
Well, you know, yeah, it's super stink. Easy to fix that. You know what you do.
What do I do?
Open your door. Shut your yappa.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll get over it.
Just do that a lot. Your new neighbor will love you for it. Also, you could go upstairs and go, hey, is it upstairs? I don't know where it is.
But, I'm not sure.
I bet you do. And just knock on the door and say, hey, how about that dog, huh? Want a cheeseburger?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't mind ginger ale. I order it on a plane almost every time.
Yeah. Do you really?
It's the only time I ever get it.
Is there a particular reason why?
Kevin James.
Because it's available.
Oh, and they run out of everything else?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
You can be one of the thousands of people who simply listen to the show via the podcast. You can kind of, you know, control when you listen. So it's simple. It's free. You can just download it wherever you get your podcast and then... subscribe, rate, and review. And we appreciate it. Thank you. Entertainment news is brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Also, we will qualify some folks for the CMA flyaway momentarily. Okay. All right. So that's really going to be nice.
Very nice.
Yep. Thank you.
A little getaway in the middle of November.
How about that? Yeah. A couple things for you. I got two stories here. First of all, I got the Dustin Lynch. He's no Steve Heskey, Kevin. He never has been, never will be.
What do you mean?
He's just no Steve Heskey. He's just not that guy. I mean, he's got his pilot's license, but he said he's not gonna skydive. I mean, Steve Sky was a skydiver, or is a skydiver. I guess once a skydiver, always a skydiver.
Yeah.
And he said, I was gonna do it, and I was thinking, yeah, I think I could do that. And then somebody on his team said, you know, if you land incorrectly, you could mess up your knees. And he's like, oh, well, I don't want messed up knees, so I'm not gonna do it.
And I thought, there's no need for it.
I thought, well, you know, most people don't want to skydive because they're worried about, I don't know, maybe the parachute not opening or something along those lines. Not Dustin Lynch. He's worried about his knees.
Yeah. I don't want to ruin my knees. I need my knees.
I'm like, okay, all right, well, there you have it. By the way, it's pretty safe. They say it only 10 people perished out of the 3.65 jumps across the United States, so the odds are pretty low.
And 3.6 million, is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah.
And only 10.
Right.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, that's pretty good odds.
It's not bad odds, but there's still 10. Oh, where is the song? Here it is. Kevin, I've got this song for you. I want you to listen and tell me who's singing this song.
I like feel your name on my lips.
It's kind of like Name That Tune, Kevin.
I like sound of sweet gentle.
Any idea?
Shh. Run through my head, and how your scent lingers even when you're not there.
I love this song.
It's a great song, right? So who do you think is singing that?
I feel like I know it. It's right there on the tip of my tongue.
Say it.
I don't know. At first, the first word, I thought it was Riley Green, and then I changed my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
And thought it was someone else. Can't remember who I thought. Play it again. I'm going to hear the very first, and then I'm just going to
say The very first?
Just play any part of it.
2 hour back, and how you convinced me to dance in the rain.
Easton Corbin.
Ooh, that's not bad. I mean, it sounds a lot like John Michael Montgomery, don't you think?
It does so much. That's what's throwing me off.
Yeah, it's because it's his son, Walker Montgomery.
That's cheating.
He just...
That is cheating.
He said it was his favorite song growing up. It was in the house a lot. Go figure. And so he sang it. Really, he redid it, clearly. Played it on TikTok, got like 6 million views on it, and then there it is, Walker Montgomery.
Oh, he sounds awesome.
Yeah, doesn't he, though? You should Google a picture of Walker Montgomery. I think I think he looks a lot like Chris Young to me, honestly.
Okay.
It's hard to say.
He doesn't look as much like his dad as you would think.
Maybe. If he had a cowboy hat on, Kevin, I think it might change things quite a bit.
Sure.
But yeah, without the hat, it looks a lot like Chris Young. You know, just...
So is he going to have music that we're going to be...
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Well, so Walker Montgomery. That's John Michael Montgomery's kid. Awesome. Anyway, he sounds really great on it.
Yeah, he does.
All right, Steve, what do you got for us? Oh, did we lose him? I got nothing.
Good talk, Steve.
Is your mic not working?
Oh, that's the problem.
Is he trying to talk?
I was.
I looked over. He had such a confused look on his face. And then I see his hand move, and he goes, oh, is that working now? Yeah, now I can hear you. Great.
Okay.
That's awesome, yeah.
I was talking. I had some information.
I bet you did. What information did you have?
Well, Jay, I didn't know this was happening, but you probably did.
What?
And you might as well, Kevin. Cody Johnson, Carrie Underwood coming with a collaboration.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it.
They've been talking about it, or he's been at least talking about it, I guess, for a while.
Yeah.
And now we have a date as to when it's coming out.
And it is?
September 27th. So just a month away.
You and your calendar are very
Wait,
confusing.
Wait, that's not right.
Yeah, it's so close.
Oh, so, Jay, but you've already heard it.
I have heard it, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the sneak.
Come out.
I got this. No, I got one of those sneak peek things. But I really liked it.
Okay.
First of all, Cody Johnson, I love Cody Johnson's voice. I've become bigger. I'm kind of late to the Cody Johnson thing. A lot of people have been on that. You know how that is when a guy becomes a big star. They'll be like, I've been listening to Cody Johnson since I was 6.
Yeah.
Sir, you're 70. He wasn't around. But, you know, that's fine. And
no, Cody has had some diehard fans for a long time.
Absolutely, yeah, mm-hmm. For a really long time. And, you know, I mean, it's not like I just got to the Cody party, but, you know, a couple years. And he sounds amazing on the song. And I will say that Carrie Underwood sometimes gets a little screamy for me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That might not be a nice thing to say, but...
No, yeah, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, so sometimes you go, I don't know. But this one, she is in that wheelhouse kind of quieter, sort of deeper range that she has.
Okay.
And holy smokes, man.
He did, I don't know if you saw this, he did post on his Twitter... a little clip just of, I guess, the beginning part, or at least just his part.
Can you play it?
Well, maybe if it decides to.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Here. Okay, let me try it.
Sounds great.
Yeah, they do.
Man.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna love you.
Oh, he didn't even post the carry part. Oh.
Yeah, no, he just posted that.
Wow.
Actually, well, let me see. Maybe he posted more.
Superstar stuff.
That was the only one that I saw.
He sounds great, though. You're right about that.
Yeah, he does. Doesn't he, though, Kev? And she sounds right in that same sort of tone. I mean, I think you're going to like it.
Yeah, I don't see.
He didn't post the carry part. And I can't. I wish I could, but I can't play it. So anyway, I think you're going to like that song. She sounds great. He sounds great. And I'm trying to, the name of it is what again, Steve?
Oh,
I'm going to love you?
Now I lost it. Hold on.
Seemed like it.
Yeah.
New music.
Carry the one. Minus wind speed.
I'm going to love you.
Oh, weird.
Is that what you said? Is that what you said?
Yes.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I said hi to you, so.
Did I say hi back?
Yeah, I told you I listen to you every morning.
Wait, what's
so
your
I really
name?
Didn't. Kelsey.
Kevin James.
Oh, yeah, Kelsey, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I even said hi to you on the air the next day. I don't know if you heard that.
Oh, fun.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we've got some stuff to do here. We might as well, Kevin, are you feeling pretty generous at this particular moment in your day or no? Uh-oh.
Kevin, you feeling there?
Hey, I'd give you the world.
I'll just take the on mic. You don't have to give me the world.
Sorry. You did not need to hear what was going on during that commercial.
Oh, well, I'm glad I didn't hear it then. We have some stuff. We have You know what we could do? We're going to play a little game of Would You Rather. We could just, you know, let someone play along, and then we can allow them to choose whether they want to qualify for the Seahawks ticket giveaway for October 10th, whether they want to qualify for the CMA flyaway, or heck, okay, if they want Silverwood for this weekend. Maybe just pick.
Nice, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Sort of like a pick your poison type
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. So let's play a little game.
Would you rather?
All right, we'll play a little game of Would You Rather. I'll just grab a line, Steve. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll just have them do like one question and then go to the next
person. Yeah, I don't mind that
I
at all.
I like
yeah,
it.
I don't mind it. Hi, Jane, Kevin Show.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
Jake.
Jay or Jake?
Jake.
Jake, what's up, dude?
Oh, not a lot.
I don't know. I feel like a Jake is a what's up, dude name. A Jay, maybe not, but a Jake is for sure. Kevin, am I wrong here with Jake is a what's up, dude name?
What's up, dude?
Yeah.
Jay's more of a how's it going?
Yeah.
Bro, man.
All right, Jake. I don't know what you're doing. Sounds like you might be running or lifting heavy equipment. I don't know. What are you up to?
Just working.
Okay. Let's say we'll do a little Would You Rather here. So here's your first one. Which one do you want to use, Steve? Let's just do the first. Would you rather speak in rhyme all the time or only be able to have one word answers to questions?
Probably one word answers.
One word answer. Are you married, Steve? Or Jake, are you married?
No.
No, okay. All right. Kevin, what would you prefer? Speak in rhyme all the time or one word answers only?
I think I'd end up having fun with the rhyme. I know it would be incredibly annoying.
Right, but how fun would that be to annoy people?
Every once in a while, it might be kind of fun. The other way, it just almost seems like you end up being a jerk. I don't know.
It's hard to not come off that way. Also, it's hard to completely express what you feel, you know, if you're, which I know you would hate, Kev.
That would be bad.
Yeah. Steve, what are you doing, rhyming or one word?
Well, you can drag out the one words like yes or no.
Oh, to change the emphasis and the meaning a little bit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or the way you... inflection? Is that the right word?
Sure okay. It is.
And that's one word.
The rhyme thing would be fun. It would be if you could, like if it was easy to do, but if you had to really work at it, that would be really, really hard.
True.
Yeah.
It would be fun for maybe a week.
Right. Jake, which one of these things do you want to do today? You want to qualify for the Seahawks on October 10th against the Niners? You want to do the CMA flyaway qualifying, or you feel like going to Silverwood this weekend? It's only this weekend that we have available, so which one of those do you want?
Let's
do
Silverwood.
Okay, man, hold on for a second. We'll get you hooked up for Silverwood. Jane, Kevin Show, hi, who's this? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hi there. What's your name?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Would
you rather?
He's very excited.
It also sounded like he said Nicole.
Yeah. Nicole!
A penny for your thoughts, Nicole.
Oh, yeah.
See what it, yeah.
Is
that good? No? Okay.
Nicole.
I'll see myself out.
Would you rather read the minds of babies or animals?
Ooh, babies.
Do you have children?
Yes.
And do you have pets?
Yes.
Which ones are more confusing?
Babies.
Yeah, the thing with the babies is because they can't communicate, it's hard to know. You're like, oh, do you not feel good? You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But I don't know if that's just because obviously they can't talk yet. But reading the minds obviously would be pretty cool on that. Kevin, which one are you in on, babies or animals here?
Yeah, I think the baby, just for the reason of when they're so frustrated.
Yeah.
And you just want to be able to like read their mind. With the animal, I guess I don't have animals enough to really feel like I need that one.
If you have been around or are around small children, you have to choose babies because when, like you said, when they're sad or angry or crying and you can't figure out what it is, that you want to know. But once you're past that, if you just have animals, you kind of want to know that too. But well, I feel like if you read the minds of animals, though, you might be extremely disappointed about why they do things.
Yeah, I probably just want food.
Right? It's like,
yeah, it's always, I just want food.
I just, you know, well, what's the matter? I want food. I want to eat what you're eating. You're up there. I'm down here. I want to eat what you're eating. I want to eat what you're eating. It seems relatively simple.
Squirrel.
Right? Okay, Steve, babies are animals. What do you meet reading the mind of?
I kind of want to read the minds of animals, though.
Yeah, I was hoping you would choose that one. I feel like that's right for you.
Yeah, maybe a little Dr. Doolittle type of situation.
Oh, you actually want to talk to them.
Oh, I guess that's true, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not part of the
Although,
deal.
Although, Kevin, if he could talk to animals, he would also avoid conversations with them. So,
Yeah, that's true.
Be like, oh, man.
Same with babies.
I don't really want to talk. Oh, she hung up on us. No chance to, no chance to qualify there. Jay and Kevin show.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Justin.
Justin.
Would you rather?
Justin, would you rather own a painting that changes on your emotions or... That seems weird. Or a mirror that shows you a glimpse of the future, but it's always like mirror. one year ahead. It would show you like 1 year ahead of what you're at right now.
Mirror for sure.
You want to do the future thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to know your future. Steve, you want to know your future, or you want to have a weird painting that changes with your emotions?
I mean, that would freak me out. So just based on that, I would do the other one.
Some people don't want to know their future. Kevin, where are you on this one?
Yeah, I think I'd rather know my emotions.
You don't want to know what's going to happen in a year. You just want to be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want a weird painting that changes with my emotions. I think I know what my emotions are. I also feel like it would be the same color a lot. So I'll go with it.
You're consistent.
Yeah, to a fault. I will say I'm going to go the future thing. Justin, which prize do you want here? You want to qualify for the CMA fly away to Nashville, or do you want to qualify for the Seahawks against the Niners tickets?
Let's do the Seahawks against the Niners.
Actually, you know what, buddy? Do I have one more Silverwood, Steve, or no? I think I do have one more.
Do you want to steal it from Jim?
No, I better not. Okay, so which one did you say you want to do?
Seahawks-Niners.
Seahawks-Niners, okay. Are you a Niners fan or a Seahawks fan or a football fan?
Seahawks fan.
Okay, well, there you go. That's
atta
perfect.
Boy.
All right, Seahawks Niners, he wants to go to the game on Thursday, October the 10th in Seattle. Thursday night football.
That's exciting.
Yeah, don't you think so, Kev? Do you like it when your team plays
love primetime.
On a standalone primetime day?
It was always the best when Russell was our quarterback because he always...
Because he performed
just always
well?
Had a great game, always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Gino is doing amazing, though, is he not?
Gino's doing great. No, he's great, yeah.
I feel like you got to be a fan of that. I mean, 2-0, what else do you want?
3-0.
I was going to say, I know it's coming next. All right, well, we'll give you a chance to win some more prizes, qualify for some more trips, and win some more tickets here coming up in just a little bit. Thank you.